So you buy a fancy new suit. Someone's going to help me out with the name. New, what's Hugo Boss? I don't know. Armani? I don't know. Ralph Lauren? I'm not really holding so much. But I new fancy. Give me a fancy company of a suit. Hugo Boss. And the $700, $800, $900 suit. So you definitely, it's worth enough. That's not the Shiloh. It's worth enough that you would make a Shechianu if you're supposed to make a Shechianu suit. So the price, I don't know, $1,200, whatever you want to go for a suit. It's for a wedding, it's your brother's wedding, and you got this fancy suit. The question is, when exactly do you make the Shechianu, if you are supposed to make a Shechianu? When do you make it? So the Gemara in Brachos says that Yemen Dafan, and Dawud says that when you buy a new Beged Chadash, you buy a new Beged, a new suit, then you make a Shechianu. Fine, pretty simple. The question is, do you make the bracha at the time that you buy it, or at the time that you wear it? Pretty basic question. Says Shulchan Aruch, in the name of the Rosh, who's quoting the Yerushalmi, in Reish Chav Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says that B'shas HaKinyin Yesh Lo Levarich. You should make the bracha at the time that you acquire it, at the time of acquisition. Afal Pisha Adayin Lo Nishtamish Behem. Even if you haven't worn them yet, she'ena bracha ela ayidei simcha saliv, because you make the bracha for the simcha, when do you get the enjoyment? Shu sameach bekinyasan, when you acquire them. And when you wear them, you make a special bracha of malbish arubin. Now, why we don't make the bracha malbish arubin, we need a whole another 10 minutes for, it's hard to understand exactly why we don't make this bracha of malbish arubin. But let's just focus on the Shechianu. So you have a Mefurah Shulchan Aruch that says you make a bracha at the Shas Kinyan, at the time that you acquire the Beged, not when you wear it. Anyone here make a bracha at the time that you acquire it? Anyone? No? Anyone? It's a Shulchan Aruch. What's Pshat? So what about, let's add another wrinkle to it. Most people, especially myself, obviously, I get my suits tailored. So if you get yourself suits tailored, what's the halacha? Maybe it changes. So the Taz pipes up and says, don't worry. Nearly, hainu misha shekana beged. You make the bracha the time you acquire the beged. Shetzarech liteno solachayit lasos menu malbush. Even if you need tailoring, you still make the Shechianu before the tailoring. So in other words, according to the Taz, whether you get that beged tailored, whether you don't get the beged tailored, still, the time you acquire it from the store, you need to make the bracha Shechianu. So the Taz didn't help us very much. If anything, the Taz confounded the problem. According to the Taz, you make the bracha the Shas Kinyan. Comes and what's the reason for the Taz? He says, because it's just like the bracha that we made a few weeks ago when we talked about, well, we didn't make it, but we talked about making it, when on the rain. When do you make the bracha on the rain? When the rain starts to fall. Did you get any of the benefits of the rain when it started to fall? No, but are you happy at that point? For sure, because you know you're going to reap the benefits, you know, literally and figuratively, you'll reap the crops from that rain. So therefore, you make the bracha of a time of the happiness, even though you don't actually get the benefit. Same thing with the suit, says the Taz, you make the bracha when you acquire it, even though you're not actually going to wear it till later on. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, that's crazy. Says Magen Avraham, no way. You make the bracha the Shas Levisha at the time that you wear it, if it needs tailoring in the interim. Why? Because the tailor acquires the beged. That's all discussion. If uman is kona shvach kli, does an uman acquire it? Who has ownership of the beged when the uman is working on it? When your tailor, you know, you get your tailor to work on your clothes for you, to tailor your suit, who owns the beged? Says Magen Avraham, the tailor owns it in that interim period, because we paskin uman kona b'shvach kli. Now it's not so clear we paskin uman kona b'shvach kli or not. The Machzor Shekel has a discussion, but simply put, we paskin uman kona b'shvach kli. How dare you make a bracha on the suit when you acquire it? If you still need to get it, it needs to go to the uman. It's going to be out of your possession. You're not going to have ownership of it for a little bit. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, make the bracha after it's tailored when you wear it. So, no, how do we paskin? If you get a suit tailored, you should know the answer. B'shas Levisha, when you wear it, because that's what we do. Says Mishnah Berurah, straight up, we paskin like the Magen Avraham. You make a bracha at the time of the kinyan when you buy it, but if you need something, if you acquire a suit, she'enu roi l'lavsho, but it's not ready to wear now, Oishtamish bo kamoshu, he needs tailoring. Rak shetzarach litin uman wasakin. Lo yivarach shech yanu until you wear the beged. Mefur shulchanach. Comes out of lachal maisa. If you're the type of guy who just goes into a suit, you don't deal with tailors at all. You put on the suit, fits perfectly. When do you make the shech yanu? At that point, according to shulchanach. If you need to get it tailored, only then, if you get it tailored, that's when you need to make the shachiyanu, after it's tailored, when you're ready to wear it. Now this is tremendous nafka minas, halach lamaisa. Two things, you have to go forward in the year, and you have to go back in the year. So let's go forward first. We're looking towards Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah time, we know, you're supposed to have a shachiyanu the second day of Yontif, right? By Rosh Hashanah. So by Rosh Hashanah, you have a beged the second day of Yontif. According to this, what type of beged should you have?
Tailored.
A tailored beged.
This is wrong.
Says the Matei Ephraim, if you are the type of person who just walks into the store, picks up the suit, and you're not going to get it tailored, yeah? You don't have to go back and forth five times to the tailor, so then that beged is not good for your shechiyanu, which ideally it's not good with chachila, because when are you supposed to make the shechiyanu on that beged? When you buy it from the store, you're going to wait 3 weeks later to Rosh Hashanah, the first time you put it on, you should have made the shechiyanu.
That's not what you said, as soon as it's tailored, so as soon as you get it back.
No, back up for a second. If it's a suit, which is never going to be tailored at all, then it's clear from Shulchan Aruch, you make the bracha, the Shas Kinyan. When you go into Suit Central, Hatbox, whatever you are, we're not partial to any store, you know, Jay-Z Culture, whatever it is, right? Whenever you go into the store, that's when you make the bracha. After you pay your cash, you put down your credit card, you pick up the suit, you take it on. At that point, you make the bracha. But So how can you make a shachiyonim the second night of Rosh Hashanah? You bought the suit 3 weeks ago. Now, 3 weeks later, you want to make a shachiyonim now? You're delaying the bracha. Really, you should make the bracha at the time that you buy it from the store. Only if you tailor it at that point, then we could say, then you the first time you wear it after the tailoring, that's when you make the bracha. You're saying you should make the bracha right when you pick it up from the tailor.
Yeah.
I hear that point. Good point. I was bothered by that also. I think it just means that since you're never sure maybe if the tailor is totally done, so the first time you really wear it, that's like when you really get it back from the tailor. I don't have a good answer, better answer to that question. But it's clear that according to the if it has to be tailored, you make it when you wear it. So says the Matei Ephraim, if you want to use a suit for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, make sure you tailor the suit. It's a good plug for the tailors. One, now you have to go backwards in time to 2 weeks ago to Sfiris Omer. Are you allowed to buy a suit? Are you allowed to make a shechiyanu during Sfiris Omer? Big dispute. Are you allowed to make a shechiyanu or not? So some paskin, you need to make a you're not allowed to make a shechiyanu on Sfiris Omer, which would come out that if you buy a suit during Sfiris Omer, but it still needs tailoring, and you're going to tailor it after Sfiris Omer, you would be allowed to buy a suit on Sfiris Omer, during Sfiris Omer, because you don't make a shechiyanu at the time of purchase, because you still need to get it tailored. That would come out a very big kula based on this halacha, and that's what Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says in Shalmei Moed. Even if you say you're not going to make a shechiyanu during Sfiris Omer, if you buy a suit and you still need to be tailored, then you can purchase a suit during Sfiris Omer. Tremendous kula. Halacha l'maaseh, you're all thinking to me, okay, oh shoot, I messed up, right? Because let's say you're a person who doesn't need tailoring, and you've never made a bracha when you purchased it straight out of the store. So what's pshat? So the post can say, a little bit funny, k'neged shulchan aruch, halacha l'maaseh, you always make a bracha at the time of wearing. Always at the time of wearing. Why? So give me three svaras. Three svaras, and we'll close with this. Svara number one is the Maimer Mordechai. The Maimer Mordechai says it's just like a pre-chadash. Really, you're supposed to make a shechiyanu on the pre when you see the pre. And that's why in some yeshivas, I had a Rebbe who used to cover the fruit before he would look at it on Rosh Hashanah, he'd cover the new fruit, because when you open it up, that's when you're supposed to make the bracha. His wife would cover it from it, was a whole hullabaloo. Fine. But the point is that really you're supposed to make the bracha on the pre when you see it the first time. Why do you never make a bracha the first time you see the new fruit? You make it when you eat the new fruit. Why? It's because the minhag has progressed and you get more hanah by eating the fruit than by seeing the fruit. So too, the Maimer Mordechai wants to say the same thing over here. Really, you should make the bracha the Shas Kinyan, but l'maisa, you only get a geshmak when you really wear it, so therefore the minhag has evolved. The more simcha, you get more simcha when you actually wear it. It's k'neged the Shulchan Aruch. I hear you. I don't have a good answer. Reason number two, and this is my favorite reason, is what's going to happen? You're going to purchase the suit, I'm sure this has happened to you, and it fits you perfectly, you're ready to go, and what happens? Oh, no, no, no. Really the Neat Tailing is a third and I have a better one. Sure. Come on.
Mark, your wife doesn't like you.
Thank you. Your wife, you come home. You come home and your wife says, you dope. You got yourself a green suit. So you return it. So the point is, it's going to be returned. Of course it's returned. How many people has that happened to? If not, then it should happen to you. Yeah, so you go, you buy a suit, and it gets returned. Says the Kaf HaChaim, you know, nowadays people return suits all the time. So until you actually wear it, that's not mechayev of a shachiyano, because you can make a shachiyano on something, it's going to return it. Third answer is what Yosef was saying before, is that all begadim nowadays need tailoring. Meaning nowadays, we're very machbit exactly how our suits are, you know, fit us. So therefore, even if you think you're buying a beged, which doesn't need tailoring, and therefore you think you should make the shachiyano, the shaskinyan, you're gonna try it on again right before you wear it the first time, and you're gonna realize, oh no, it really needs a little bit of tailoring. You know, you're not gonna be happy with the way it looks, or you're not gonna be sure. And because of that, chashash says the this I saw this in Achronim, bring this down. A couple of Achronim I saw, they seem to say that based on that svara, you shouldn't make the bracha until you wear it. So halacha l'maisa seems to me that no one makes the bracha b'shaskinyan. Although it's hard if you're the type of person, you know, you're just gonna wear the suit, and your wife doesn't care about anything, and you know you're gonna wear it. There seems to be good basis to make the bracha at b'shas kinyan, but I've never seen anyone do that. Bye.